listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with the latest. A boy in New South Wales struck by lightning on Australia Day remains in intensive care in hospital. The 10-year-old was injured while swimming at Warilla South Beach near Shell Harbour in the state's Illawarra region. He's critical but stable. The PM and Defence Minister have been inspecting bushmasters in regional Victoria, both visiting a factory in Bendigo where the machines are being built. 90 will head to Ukraine to help them combat the Russian invasion. Richard Miles says the vehicles are reliable and their allies know that.
Bushmasters have been saving the lives of Australian servicemen and women deployed in places like Afghanistan for many, many years now.
Terrifying scenes in Adelaide where police say a teenager was briefly abducted overnight. A car with four men inside pulled up alongside a 17-year-old at Somerton Park last night before two of them forced the teen into the vehicle. Thankfully, he managed to escape at Glenelg and wasn't hurt. Investigations continue. The Consumer Watchdog has influencers in its sights. Around 100 are being scrutinised by the ACCC after being dobbed in by the public. It's part of a crackdown on undisclosed ads or misleading posts, with talking heads across beauty, fitness, gaming, family and more getting asked the big questions. And flights have gone on sale today for Australia's newest airline. Bonza is operating flights to 12 destinations, including Mackay, Port Macquarie and Mildura. The first flight takes off Tuesday, travelling from the Sunshine Coast to the Whitsundays.